Good morning, everybody. Today is kickoff Sunday, and I had a message ready, and I decided that I'm not going to do that message, I don't think. So I've decided to do something else. We just had our leaders retreat this last weekend, and it was amazing. And we had a great turnout, leaders, helpers, coordinators. And we have some people that have not been in the church for a year, maybe. And so you may not know what we're about here at New Hope Christian Center, what our focus is, what our mission statement is. And so I thought I'd take some time this morning to go over that very quickly. But I've been in a lot of churches, and I've seen a lot of mission statements. And I think if you... you would have to agree with me that ours is probably one of the easiest ones to remember ever. And it comes out of Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. And it's when Jesus was leaving this earth after his resurrection. And he said to his disciples, "Go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you." They were to take the baton. They were to take what Jesus put into them for that 3.5 years of intense study. And it was up to them to lead, to deliver that to the new church. What were they going to do? How were they going to do it? What are their principles going to be? And he says, teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. And so our mission statement here at New Hope Christian Center is to make disciples. Make disciples. And the process that we use, three words that you can remember. Actually, there are only two. One of them is repeated. The process that we use is connect, connect, release. Connect first and foremost to God. Then you connect one to another with other believers. And through that process, you get released to do the service that God has called you to do. Because God has put something inside of every single person that is unique to you. And like I said yesterday at our thing, God has given many different gifts. There are tons of different gifts. You don't have all of them. But I know there's one gift that God did not give to people, and that is the gift of coming on a Sunday and sitting in a blue chair. Nobody has that gift. That is not a gift. That is absolutely not a gift. My gift is showing up on Sunday and sitting in the same chair, and I am good at it. No, that is not a gift. We are all called to serve Him for His glory, according to His purposes and His plans. That is what we do here at New Hope Christian Center. We make disciples. Disciples are learned followers of Jesus Christ. That's what a disciple is. So the how we do that, how do we connect people to God? How do we connect people to others? How do we release for service? We go back into Acts chapter 2, verse 42. And it is the four things that the early church were devoted to. Devoted means they spent time. It was something that was cherished by them. It was very important. It was a high priority to them. And they list four things. The first thing that they were devoted to was the apostles' teaching. They were devoted to the scriptures. They were devoted to the word of God that was given to the disciples by God. And they were also devoted to the Old Testament scriptures. You cannot understand the New Testament unless you first understand the Old Testament. Because everything in the Old Testament were types and shadows of things to come. Fulfillment, messianic prophecies. Jesus is the fulfillment of those things that were talked about in the Old Testament. So you can't just pick up the New Testament and just read it and have a full understanding of it unless you study the Old Testament. I've had people in the past say, yeah, I'm just not an Old Testament person. Oh, boy. I almost called them a name, but it wouldn't have been very nice. That's just ignorance. You have to know the entirety of the scriptures. Jesus quoted Old Testament scriptures, and he said, pass these things on. We here at New Hope Christian Center, first and foremost, you are going to hear the word of God. You are going to hear the scriptures. And no matter who's teaching, we go to the scriptures. And we dive in and we see what God has to say. Because you know what? The culture will change from week to week on the principles. What's right, what's not. God's word is unchanging. God is unchanging. So we here are devoted to the apostles' teaching. We are devoted to the word of God. The second thing that they were devoted to the fellowship. They were devoted to one another. They lived life together. You didn't just go show up on a Sunday and then go back and go about your business for the next 6 days and then go back on Sunday. Oh, this is where I go to church. You don't go to church. You are the church. This is just a building where we meet. That's it. But what happens in here is life. It's family. It's grandmas and grandpas in Christ. It's aunts and uncles in Christ. What I love about our church body, our fellowship, is that you look, it is from 0 to 99. No, how old's Dorothy? 95. 96. I was close. In 3 years, we'll be 0 to 99. But a lot of churches that you go to now are geared for one generation. You see these churches popping up and they're real popular, and the oldest people in there are 29 and 30. Their board of elders are 28 and 29. Those are the people that are supposed to have the wisdom. I'm sorry, when you don't have the older generations speaking into your life, you are missing a lot of wisdom. When your elders are 28 years old, that's a frat house. There's a scripture that says, you know what? You have a lot of brothers in Christ, but you don't have a lot of fathers. That's dangerous. That is dangerous. So we need to be devoted to the fellowship. We need to be devoted to one another. We need to live life together. It's not just about coming here on a Sunday. We are family. We're family. Amen? The third thing they were devoted to the breaking of bread. Now, the breaking of bread has two meanings technically in the scriptures. One was actually the communion, which was Passover. In the scriptures, Jesus performed the Passover, and he said to Paul, or not to Paul, to Peter, he says, "I'm passing these on to you. I am telling you what I've received from Jesus and passing on to you." Every Easter, I prefer Passover. Every Easter season, I do a Passover Seder. Why? Because that's what Jesus passed on to his disciples. And Christ in the Passover is what it's all about. But we do take communion once a month here at New Hope Christian Center. And breaking of bread also meant share meals one with each other in your homes. It meant something very special back in those days in the Middle East to invite someone into your home to share a meal. It was a very special thing. In our culture, not so much. But I'll tell you what, it is a great way to get to know people and get to know who the good cooks are in the church. The fourth thing they were devoted to prayer. They were devoted to prayer. Their prayer life, them with God, and their prayer life with other people, praying for one another. God will put on your heart somebody that needs prayer. You may not know why. I may not know why. But there are often times that God, someone will just pop into my head, and I know they need prayer for something. And that's when I go to the Lord and say, Lord, I don't know what the issue is, but you do. And I love the part of the scriptures that talks about this bowl of incense in heaven. And it holds the prayers of his people. And it's an incense to God. There are scriptures that say you did not receive because you did not ask. There are other scriptures that say pray ceasing, not ceasing. Don't give up. So prayer is very important. So what we have here at New Hope Christian Center, we are more concerned with your spiritual growth than with numbers. I don't care if we don't pack this thing out 3 times a week. In fact, I kind of prefer that we don't. Because when you get so big, you lose family. You become a number. You become something that just shows up and leaves. Here at New Hope, we are part of a family. We're more concerned about your spiritual growth. The word says you are to continue growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So what we do here at New Hope, we give you that opportunity. We give you the opportunity by the things that we do. We don't have programs here. Everything that we do, our life groups, our youth groups, our teen kids, the kids' church on Sundays, everything that we do must fulfill at least one of these pillars, or we're not doing it. So I am going to go over some of the things, the opportunities that we give to you. And the thing is, that's between you and God, whether or not you take up that mantle or take up that challenge to show up. Because you cannot become a viable part of the family here by just showing up on a Sunday. You can't do it. God has given you things. God has given you gifts. God has blessed you with things, not for you, but for other people, to use them for his glory and his purposes. So we have some things here, and I am going to have Larry, Tim, and Amber. Donzie's here. Go ahead and start coming up if I've called your name. Roger and Kim, break. And we had 3 life groups last year. And actually we had more than that. But now we have added a couple new ones. And so we have expanded our ability to connect with certain people. I had people come up to me last year and say, I just really don't fit into any of these groups. And so now we've expanded, and there's no excuses. There are none, zero, no excuses anymore. So I am going to start with Larry. Larry is one of our life group teachers, and just introduce him. This is Larry Marsh. And just have each one of them give a little bit of a synopsis of what they're doing in their life groups.
We're going to start this season off with a group or a study by Chip Ingram called Overcoming Emotions That Destroy. There's so much going on there. I don't want to ruin it for you, but it really talks about, you know, the root of our emotional aspect of who we are and how we deal with certain circumstances in our life, the ability to identify it, to recognize that we all have these issues and that it's not something unique to you and you alone, but we're all experiencing these things. And then once we've identified it, being able to deal, cope, and overcome. And like I said, it's so in-depth, I really can't give you more than that. So come and join us.
All right, next person. Donella Hunt down here on the piano.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Donzi.
First of all, I just would like to open our home to you. Should you not have a life group that you regularly go to already? And of course, we always say among ourselves, you can change out, we're not going to be offended by that. So please, if you want to go into another area and you've been with one group, that's not a problem at all. We want what's best for you, what you need, what you feel the Holy Spirit saying to you. But our home, we want that to be a safe place, a place where you could come and feel protected and safe. And it's a nurturing environment in which you are allowed to be real. We can talk about problems or struggles or bumps in the road, particular prayer needs that we have, we pray about. But please know that that is the desire of our particular home. We have our life group in our home. And this particular fall, we are going to be studying faith, hope, and luck. And this is a series put together by Andy Stanley. And we will have those little video series, and then we will, of course, have our discussion. But it is so important because we need to know how each one of those impacts our relationship with God. For many of us, our framework of faith is determined by an understanding of how God gets involved in our life. How much does he, we'll say, orchestrate the circumstances of your life, whatever happens. And our understanding of faith will shape that relationship. So often as believers, if things are going well, if God is supposedly answering our prayers and everything's cool, our faith is strong. But if we're not getting the answer we think we should, if God seems distant, then our faith shrinks down and is small. Our faith ebbs and flows based on our ability to see God in our present circumstance. Now, we don't want that to be our story. So what is the right lens that we need to view our lives in relationship to God and his involvement in our lives? What is the right foundation for our faith? And that is going to be what we're going to discover together. Faith, hope, and luck. Okay?
Thank you. All right, this year we are adding a couple new life groups to the fold. And one is going to be taught by Tim and Amber Ashmore.
All right, so this year we're going to be, we're doing a study called Love and Respect. It's a marriage building relationships class. So it's pretty in-depth study, kind of follows a book, follows a video series. And, you know, we're just kind of young here. So we kind of feel like the rookies up here with all the rest of you guys, but we're going to give it a go. We don't have all the answers, but we hope to be able to strengthen marriages and relationships.
I also wanted to say we want every age. Like if you're dating, it's building relationships. Tim and I went through this when we were dating, and we felt like there was kind of a gap for just this kind of group, I guess. And where we used to go, we were too old to go to the young marrieds class, so we didn't want to call it that. We want any married couple or dating couple, we would love to have you come.
Or if you plan on getting into a relationship and you want to be a better spouse or whatever. But so thank you very much. And what is awesome is this is Tim and Amber stepping out for the very first time and becoming leaders here at New Hope Christian Center. We've kind of discipled them along. And now what they're going to do, they're going to disciple other people. So that's how it works. It's an awesome plan. It's God's plan. So, and then we have Kim and Roger. They are new to the church. Actually, if you don't know them, they've been here a long time. Long, 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 long time. And they were our youth leaders for the last 6.5 years, almost 7 years. And we started getting a gap in our ability to reach a certain group. And that group was the group that was just coming out of high school until about 24. And that is such a crucial age. So Kim and Roger are now starting a group, and I'll let them tell you about it.
Kim and I are going to be working with young adults, singles, I would say, to clarify, since Tim and Amber are going to be working with the young marrieds. And Jim has had conversations with us, and it is a critical time in the lives of young believers. It's a time of transition. You know, you go from that high school time where you know what you're doing next week, tomorrow, next year, and you get to this point, and now you got to transition. You're moving from adolescence into young adulthood, that adulting, as we call it now. And it can be challenging. If they go to college, we know they're going to get presented with many opinions, many ideas that are in opposition or actually attack what we believe as followers of Christ. And it's really important that they know what they believe. That when we want to continue to work with these young adults, help them to keep their pillars of their faith and what they believe grounded, that they don't get washed away in the world beliefs that they're gonna be come into contact with. And if they're new believers and they're not founded yet in that, then we're gonna help them put down those pillars of what they believe, of what the Word says, what a believer of Christ believes in. It's a transitional time. They're trying to find their place in the world. We're going to start off our first unit we're going to look into, what we're going to study is Chip Ingram and what I believe and why, which is a great place to start. And it's just, you know, we look forward to being there to disciple these young people and mentor as we can.
Thank you very much. And we had a group of 6 years ago that was called C29. It was a college career. Dave and Rachel led that group. And that group stayed together and got older. And then they got married, and it kind of morphed into something else. And when you have 24, 25, 26-year-old people, and most of them are married now, an 18-year-old coming right out of high school doesn't feel like they quite fit there. So we had this gap taken care of. They grew, and now we're taking care of that gap again. And what we teach in our youth, and our youth leaders are not here. They're on a plane coming back from Texas. But the thing that we focus on in our youth is, by the time those kids leave, we want them to know what they believe and why they believe it, and they get the Word of God. Because they are going to be bombarded with every kind of false doctrine out there. So they need to be grounded. So it's a perfect transition from those kids who get it for 4 or 5 years in our youth. They'll go straight in with Kim and Roger and get the very same thing. So thank you very much, everybody. I teach a parenting class on Wednesday nights, and a lot of the stuff that I teach is not necessarily, people say, well, you know what, that's really not parenting. A lot of what you believe and why you believe it, what the Bible says, case for Christ sort of stuff, Chip Ingram, which is just knowledge of the Scriptures, and to me that is about parenting. Because how do you raise your children up in the ways of the Lord if you don't know the ways of the Lord yourself? And if you're not willing to live those out, then how do you tell? It becomes like the cliche that I probably hate the most. Do as I say, not as I do. I despise that. And so this parenting class is not just geared for parents, although it is all stuff that we can use as parents. Information, helps, knowledge, wisdom, understanding. It's all very good stuff for parenting. And I also teach a class on Ezekiel. It is not just a verse by verse, but actually a word by word study of Ezekiel. I've had a lot of people come to me and say, you know what, you need to teach on Revelation. And that is not a good idea until you have studied Isaiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel. So we did Isaiah. Now we're starting with Ezekiel. If you'd like to be a part of Ezekiel and you didn't take it, Isaiah, that's fine. But it is geared towards down the road actually studying Revelation. So if that's something you'd like to do, I would encourage you to get the foundation set before you even begin to dive into Revelation. So that is it for our life groups. They meet on Tuesday nights and Wednesday nights. You can get the information. I think you have that in your packets as well. All right. Something else that we do here at New Hope Christian Center, we believe that our children are very, very important. And we believe it is very important to instill the Word of God into these children very, very early. And so I'm going to have Jessica Brazel and grab Hannah Ellersick on your way, too. So, Jessica, I need to tell a little story. We have on Wednesday night what we call Team Kids. And it goes on with some of the other life groups. It goes on at the same time so that people can drop their kids off at the church and they can be discipled, and then you can go into your life groups. Well, we had our last Team Kids leader step down last year, and we did not have a person willing to pick up that mantle. And so we believe here at New Hope Christian Center, you don't just fill a hole just to fill a hole. Our desire is that someone with a heart steps up. Someone that God has put something inside of them will step up and say, you know what, I want to do this for our kids. And so Jessica came to me probably a couple months ago, and she says, do we have a Team Kids leader? And I says, no, we don't. She says, well, then what are you going to do? And she says, I have no idea. We may not have Team Kids. And she goes, that is not acceptable. And I says, well, that's just the way it is. And she goes, I'll do it. So she says, there's no way that I want these kids not to have Team Kids on a Wednesday night. And so that is a person stepping out beyond her comfort zone that has a heart that, for these kids, that says, no, that is not acceptable. And I say, well, and she steps in and goes, okay, I do it. And I love that, because I have a lot of people come to me and they go, you know what you should do? You should do this. And the first thing I say is, are you willing to run it? Well, no. That, well, we're done talking here. You know, there's a lot of things I could do, but they are not necessarily what God has called me to do. So I appreciate Jessica. And she does not want to talk to you people at all, at all. But I'm going to have her do it anyways.
Hi. Okay, so we are going to be doing this study. So Team Kids is 6 to 11 years old. And we're trying to reach that youth in training age. They prefer youth in training over kid. So we're giving them that. We are doing the study called Going Vertical. And it is basically a way teaching kids how to read the Bible, why the Bible is important, what it means to them, what the message is, and how they can apply it to their own daily lives. So I think it's extremely important that kids, even at the age of 6, know why they're reading the Bible and what is in there for them, and how to do it. It's kind of a big, scary book when you're 6 and you don't know what's going on with it. So I really am excited to make them feel like a family, introduce them to the family, and just really help them get there. So that's all. Okay. No? Hannah?
And the next person we have up here is Hannah Ellersick, and she runs our Sunday morning kids church. And, you know, we are about discipleship here. We are about people growing spiritually, and that is a process. And to see these two young ladies up here, that's growth. 2 years ago, if I would have told both of them, I'm going to bring you up on stage and you're going to be running these things and you're going to need to talk to people, they would have probably left the church. Am I right? Yes. So this is Hannah Ellersick.
Drag it out. I guess to go with what Jessica was saying, I like that we've been kind of in sync with wanting the kids to bring their Bibles. We strongly encourage that. I mean, adults should be bringing their Bibles. They should be learning that from us. So they, it's not just a verse on a page. They're not just getting a coloring page. It's, you know, got a little, you know, froofy verse on it. They're really having to open up their Bible. They're having to find where it's at. They're having to read it out loud. And it's nice because all the ages are together. So the older kids can read for the younger kids. I love that. I think they feel pretty safe with each other and they can talk about things that have happened. We can talk about school stuff. It's just a safe place for them to come and check in and talk to each other. Our youth helps, which is amazing because these are great kids. And so they have an adult in there, and then they'll usually have a young adult that's in there with them, or a youther. And so they get, you know, all the ages that can, I guess, feed into their lives and do different things for them, which is helpful. They're good kids, and we want them to do team kids. We want them to bring their friends, invite people. And yeah, hopefully it can grow and thrive, and that's it.
Wait, Hannah. I love when I hear, you know, we pour into kids' lives and they're taught things. And I love when those things that we put into them come out later in just in regular, ordinary circumstances. And do you know where I'm going with this one? Gavin, can you tell the story about Gavin the other day, please?
The one that told me. Well, Gavin was at his at his friend's house the other day, and he was playing video games, and his older brother was there laying on the couch and I guess kind of teasing him and playing with him. And Gavin was asking about church, where they go to church, then they're Catholic, and was asking kind of what they believe and do they believe in God. And the older brother laughed and was teasing his little brother Joel about how he worships or believes in money and video games and all of his stuff and his toys, and I guess was just giving him a hard time. And Gavin, I guess, gets serious and says, You worship idols? So I guess the brother was kind of caught off guard, and it continued on to this whole conversation about that. But I just, you know, I mean, where would he get that? I that's not something we've really, I can remember that we've talked about specifically. So I know that they're getting stuff. They're hearing, they're, you know, and when it comes to them being able to go to school and have everything kind of tank because you're being held up in this environment at church, and then you go to school and nobody, well, rarely do they believe what you believe, and you have to stay strong in that. And so there's scary things that happen at school. There's friends that aren't very nice. There's all this stuff happening, and they need to know that they have the knowledge. They have their little light that's going to shine no matter what's happening. So.
Thank you. And that's why we do it. I mean, with my girls growing up, I used to pick on them a little bit, you know, push their buttons, tease them. I know it's hard to believe, but one time we were walking in the door at a store, and I was kind of poking fun at my daughter, and she looked at me, and she says, you know, it says in the Bible that fathers should not exasperate their children. It was Ashley. It was Ashley. But you know what? They're getting it. They may you may work with them on a regular basis, and you think, Lord, what are we doing here? Is this making any difference? Yes, it is. And it's so very important. So very important. And I am pleased to say that we had, we needed another teen kid helper because Jessica had a few that said that they could maybe, maybe not. Connie has agreed to go in full-time on Wednesdays. So you know what? God is just so good. He's so, and you know why? Because he cares about those little kids. He really does, and so should we. So that's what we're here. That's why we're here. That's what we're about here at New Hope Christian Center. I'm going to have the music ministry team come up here. We're about family. I've known so many people in this place. Randy and Mary Ann. Their daughter Rachel is, how old's Rachel? 31? She's 31 years old now. I remember going to their house for the very first time, and this little redheaded 9-year-old girl opened the door and said, welcome to our home. And I went, oh my God. And I've seen her grow up. I've seen her get married. I've seen her have kids. It's just, it's family. The breaks. I've held all their kids in the hospital. I've, you know, it's family. I've known the Grahams since Moses was a young kid. But that's what we're here for. We are called to encourage one another. We are called to exhort one another. We are called to help raise one another's kids, whether you agree with that or not. We're called to do life together. And the Bible actually says, do not forsake gathering together, as some of you are in the habit of doing. So my challenge to you is this. If you've been coming for a while and you don't quite know where you fit, or you don't quite know what your gifts are, you really haven't connected with anyone, we have opportunities for you to step out and connect with people. And the end of what we're looking for is not just to have more and more life groups. The life groups are simply stepping stones to get to know people better on a way that you cannot do it on a Sunday morning. And hopefully when you go to that life group, you meet someone that you'll go, you know what, why don't we go out for coffee on Friday? Or why don't you come over and we'll have dinner? That's how relationships start. So these are simply opportunities, scheduled opportunities for you to step out in faith and see what God has for you and be devoted to a fellowship. Every single person should be devoted to a fellowship. Whether it's this one up the street, one down the road, whatever it is, we are called to be devoted to one another so that we can get through this thing called life together, so that we can learn to obey the things that Jesus passed on to his disciples and then passed on to the early church, and somewhere along the line have just kind of died out. We're called to be family. We're called to lift one another up, called to exhort one another. Because I don't know if you've realized there's enough garbage out there that will tear you down. We're family. And sometimes you don't like all the people in your family. There are going to be some people in here that you really don't like. God says you have to love them. You have to honor them, and you have to respect them. But he didn't say you have to like them and hang out with them. But you do need to love them. Amen? Amen. Please stand. You know, we have a motto here at New Hope Christian Center that I bring up quite often. And it goes like this: in the essentials, in the salvation issues, we must have unity. There are certain things that we believe that are not debatable. We have to agree on them, and we cannot go any further. So in the essentials, there must be unity. In the non-essentials, the non-salvation issues, whether you have tattoos or piercings, or you wear your hair weird, or you color it, no matter what you look like or what you believe as far as drinking or smoking or any, those are non-salvation issues. And we will focus on the essentials, not the non-essentials. Because in those non-essentials, there must be liberty. You must be willing to agree to disagree and still love and honor and respect one another. And the final part is this: but in all things, there must be love. All things. Even in your disagreement, there must be love. It's kindness. It's honoring. It's exhorting. It's lifting up. It's correcting. It's training. But all things must be done in love. That's what we're here to do, is to pass on the command that Jesus gave to go and make disciples. And he showed them how to do it with his life, and with his words, and we are to carry that on as well. Amen? Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your guidance. And Lord, I pray that as we go forward as New Hope Christian Center, that we would always keep you at the center of everything that we do. That our focus is on you. There is a letter that you had written to one of the churches, the seven churches in Revelation. And you said you've been doing these things. You're good to make sure that you stick to your doctrine. You're good to make sure that you drive out the false teachers. But I have this one thing against you. You have forgotten your first love. Lord, don't let that be us. Let our everything that we do, first and foremost, be our focus on our personal relationship with you. And then everything else will fall into place. Help us not to forget that. And we'll be just fine. We thank you, Lord. And we just ask that you would dismiss us now with your hand of blessing. And everybody said, amen. You're dismissed. Go Hawks.